Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? Thanks for showing up for another weekend edition of the Good Guys to Great Men YouTube channel. Today's title is about the red pill and what I think about the red pill and my warnings about the red pill. I've never made a video about the red pill before. People ask me, what do you think about the red pill? Hey, what about this red pill? Did you read this book about the red pill? Here's an article about the red pill. And I just said red pill about 20 times, and you may not have any clue what I'm talking about. A lot of you do. A lot of you clicked on this video because you recognize the word red pill. So I'm going to tell you what I think about it. I have no idea what I'm about to say. As you know, I have no scripts when I make these videos. But it's come up a lot lately about, hey, what about this red pill stuff? Don't you know about this? Don't you know the truth? And so what the red pill is, it comes from the movie The Matrix, where if you take the red pill, you get a blinding dose of reality. You see the truth for what it really is without all the disillusionments of the blue pill way of looking, which is all rose-colored glasses and wonderful, and you don't see the truth. You don't see the truth about who's really oppressing you, who's really trying to get the better of you. And so if you take the red pill, you become wiser and smarter and more adept at avoiding being controlled and oppressed by the bad guys. So this is my problem with the red pill. I used to be a student of the red pill. I used to read everything red pill. When I got divorced, there's a lot of pain after divorce. You want to find a scapegoat. You want to find the truth about what happened and what's wrong with women and why did this go on and why did she do this? Why did she say that? And so you get attracted to cults like the red pill cult because you want to find a scapegoat. You're looking for somebody who persecuted you or oppressed you. And if you can get a smart enough story and really straight talk, and that's what guys like Rollo Tomasi, who's no dummy. He wrote a book called The Rational Male, The Iron Rules of Tomasi. It's not that he's all wrong about it. It's the idea that if you write a manifesto, you're going to create a bunch of insecure guys who want to use that manifesto as their red pill theology. And this is how cults become cults. This is how guys become more scared, more fearful, more insecure, more angry, more divided, more isolated. When you become part of a cult that's trying to find an oppressor, that's trying to find a scapegoat or the reason for your unhappiness or for your pain, for example, divorce pain, being cheated on pain, that kind of pain, you're gonna find some kind of theology or ideology that supports you in your pain. And the red pill does that for a lot of guys. This is why I caution, don't get caught up in the cult of the red pill. Don't get caught up in any cult. A lot of people are really concerned with having an ideology that they can prescribe. I'm conservative, I'm liberal, I'm a dog, I'm a cat, I'm a cake person, I'm a pie person, I'm a man, I'm a woman. Who cares, right? In Good Guys to Great Men, we do not tell you what to think. We do not write articles and books to tell you what you need to believe in. What we do is teach you how to think. We teach you how to think about your thinking, how to think about your thoughts, how to think about pain, how to think about women, how to think about the truth of who you really are and what you believe in and what you want to create in this life and where you want to go by the time you reach your deathbed. We want you to be a cult of one. We want you to know who you are. This is not about being a lone wolf and going off all by yourself into the wilderness. This is about knowing so clearly about who you are and why you are the way you are, and your inherent sense of happiness, your inherent sense of worthiness, your inherent sense of confidence, which is what we call mojo, which is a self-generated, self-reliant place of well-being where you can pretty much smirk and grin at just about everything because you know the truth is that you don't know everything and neither does everybody else. By trying to categorize everything as good or bad or black and white, you will be miserable. At the ranch retreat, guys show up sometimes knowing nothing about horses except that all horses are stupid, all horses are scared, all horses are mean, all horses will kick if you step behind them, or they'll bite you if you step in front of them. They believe these things. It's like the red pill truth about horses. The truth is, most of that's not true. Some horses will do that, yeah. Some women are not cool. Some men are assholes. But to subscribe to a whole ideology that permanently demonizes somebody so you can feel better about you, that's a recipe for disaster. A lifetime of hurt, a lifetime of pain, a lifetime of anger and isolation, except when you're with your cult of people who want to believe the same thing. Good Guys to Great Men is not about surrounding ourselves with victims. It's surrounding ourselves with cool, kind-hearted, big-hearted, confident men who know who they are, who are whole enough to be able to support another man when he's down, to be a brother in arms. We do this at the Ranch Retreat. We do it at all the other retreats we do. The next Ranch Retreat's coming up in May. The one this October is all filled up. If you want to come to one of these retreats, you'll find out what we're talking about. This is not a cult. This is a brotherhood, which is very different. We're going to be in Australia next November. If you're over on that part of the world, think about that. What I wanted to tell you in this video is that don't subscribe to any ideology, I don't care what it is, I'm using Red Pill as an example for this video, that is trying to teach you how to protect yourself and your feelings and your sense of confidence by knocking something else down. A man who's confident and clear-headed and self-reliant doesn't need to knock down anybody or anything in order to have a really, really great day. And so with that, I want to wish you a really, really great day, brother. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.